In Iran, a week of anti-government protests appears to be dying down. Iranian students have been on the streets of Tehran demanding democratic reforms. Yesterday, hundreds of university teachers and writers issued a statement of support, warning Iran's religious leaders that their power comes from the people. Farnaz Fasihi is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal in Tehran. Are these demonstrations over?
The demonstrations have quieted down, but they're far from over. Yesterday, in campuses in Tehran, several campuses in Tehran, and in bigger cities like Isfahan and Shiraz, students did protest. It was peaceful protest during the day, and at night, just civilians and students took out to the streets again, but they were mostly creating traffic jams in the middle of the night and honking their horns. I haven't heard of any violence clashes last night.
What was the trigger? What set off these protests?
It started Tuesday night with news that the government was going to privatize higher education. So it started as a very serious sort of innocent protest and part of the students inside their dormitory, and it quickly became political. And people, you know, the students spilled to the streets and started chanting slogans for democracy and reform and change. The news that the students were protesting was broadcast on these exiled satellite TV stations, which Iranians watch, you know, very religiously. And the TV stations encouraged other people to join in with the students. And within an hour, you had, you know, street riots running in downtown Tehran.
Were there specific demands or simply democracy?
They have been specific demands. The demands have been as outrageous as calling for an end to the clerical regime and asking for complete collapse, change of the regime, to asking for more freedom, freeing political prisoners, reform, democracy.
And Iranian authorities blame the United States for the protests.
Iranian authorities have blamed the United States for meddling in internal affairs, especially after President Bush announced he was supporting these protests. The Iranians came out and said this is clear evidence that the U.S. is triggering these things. When you talk to the student protest, to students and to civilians, they say that the U.S. has nothing to do with it, and this just stems from general anger and frustration over lack of reform and change.
The demonstrations correspond with international pressure on the Iranian government to permit closer U.N. inspections of its nuclear facilities, right?
Right. I mean, it seems like Iran, a few weeks ago, it agreed to sign the protocol to allow more inspections. And this is, you know, this is not a time where the authorities want to protect an image of Iran that's not unified or united, you know, under intense political pressure from abroad and having American troops on both sides in Afghanistan and in Iraq. They definitely want to say that Iran is united and unified.
The Wall Street Journal's Farnaz Fasihi in Tehran.